An important part of language learning is trying to find the right words to communicate correctly in every situation. This can be difficult for several reasons. Sometimes a language may not have a comparable word with the exact meaning that you are looking for. Cultural differences and context also affect which words are right to use. And sometimes the way a word looks can trick us. There is a term used to describe words in different languages that have the same spelling or look very similar, but have completely different meanings. The term is false friend. Today, we will discuss some examples of false friends in English and Spanish. To do this, I have invited Alejandro Escalona from Voice of America's Spanish service. Thanks so much for being here, Alejandro.
Brian, a pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
As someone who speaks both English and Spanish, you must have had your own experiences with false friend words.
Oh, yeah. Since I started learning English when I was a little boy in my country, Venezuela, in South America, you start learning of words that you don't even know, at least the way they are spelled. Your tendency is to think that they mean the same thing, and they mean something totally different.
Using false friends can, of course, lead to some very interesting situations, but it can also have funny or even embarrassing results.
Sometimes, yes.
Can you think of some words that might have fooled you and could also trick other people?
Well, for example, when you say in Spanish, constipado, in Spanish it means when you're constipado that you have a cold. That's when you're constipado, but in English it's totally different.
Okay, and the English word that is very similar is the adjective constipated.
In English means that, you know, you can't go to the bathroom.
Yes, and that could lead to all kinds of interesting misunderstandings.
Oh, absolutely. In Spanish, it's only that, you know, you have a cold.
So that one would be considered a very common false friend mistake.
That one and the word embarrassed. Of course, we know what embarrassed is in English when you are either confused or you feel foolish in public in front of other people. But when you first look at the word embarrassed in English and you're learning English as a second language, it sounds so much like embarazada when a woman becomes pregnant. Because that's what it is. Embarazada is pregnant, a pregnant woman. But it's embarrassed, of course, in English. It means only that you're confused.
Right. Another example of a false friend word that can put someone in, and here's the word again, an embarrassing situation. Let's talk about some other ones. There's the English word bizarre, which as an adjective means very strange or unusual.
It's used a lot of it in English very often compared to Spanish. Because in Spanish, what it means, the word bizarre, is someone who is valiant or brave. But then in English, it's like so odd and so bizarre. Like, remember that song, How Bizarre?
Yes.
How Bizarre.
How Bizarre.
Let's take another one. The English word educated. As an adjective, it means having some kind of education. In Spanish, what is the word?
When you say that someone is educado, means that he's a gentle person with very good manners, like the description they used to use to describe Clark Kent.
Here's an interesting one, too. The word exit. In America, the word exit can be a verb, meaning the act of leaving a place, or it can also be a noun to describe the opening used to leave a building. So a lot of times you will see the word exit on a sign.
But the word éxito in Spanish means success. So the words sound very much alike, exit and éxito. When someone does something so remarkably well, he has a lot of success at whatever he's attempting to do. So he has success in his life, in his profession.
So it must be difficult for some people to understand why they would see a sign with that meaning in a public place, such as a movie theater.
When you go to the movie theater, oh, this is interesting. In the U.S., they wish you good luck whenever you leave the theater. So it's actually, oh, exit. Okay.
Here's another one that is interesting. The English word library, which is a place where people go to borrow books and study.
Oh, that's a classic as well, library. In Spanish, we have librería. That's like a bookstore where they sell books. And we have biblioteca. It's library in English.
How about the English word salad? This is something you eat, usually made up of lettuce and other vegetables.
The most similar word would be salado. Salado means that it's very salty. Also in Spain, when someone is either salado or salada, but this is only in Spain that I know of, that it means that they have continuous episodes of bad luck.
Uh-huh.
In Spain, yes, oh, that guy or that person is salado, meaning, you really have it rough, my friend. You are salado.
So, not something you would want to order in a restaurant.
No. Definitely not.
Another example is the word sensible, an English adjective meaning to do something with good judgment.
Sensible. The spelling is exactly the same. But in Spanish, when you say that someone is sensible, it's like he or she is very sensitive to something. Okay. Yeah. For whatever reason, maybe a sentimental reason or something that that person holds very dear to himself or herself.
Let's also talk about the word actual. In English, this means real or existing in fact. The Spanish word is also spelled exactly the same.
Actual. In Spanish, what it means is present. It's actual, something that is in the present tense. Also, it's when you say that something is up to date. Oh, that's very, it's actual.
So actual is a very good example of a false friend because both words are spelled exactly the same. Both are adjectives, but they have completely different meanings.
Actually, you're right. Yeah.
So, Alejandro, would you have any general tips for people trying to avoid false friends in language learning?
The only way is to become exposed to these words as you learn them, because you understand that even the same words mean different things in different Spanish-speaking countries.
This can also be the case in different English-speaking countries, or even within the United States itself. Different areas use the same words, but they can have very different meanings.
So it's very interesting. Language is like, it never stops. It's a cycle of things that are twirling in your head 24/7 until there's nothing else. Because language at the end is all you have. Your name, Brian, Alejandro here, those are the things, everything else you lose in life. Material things, money, this and that. But what you learn, no one can take that away from you.
Okay. Thank you again, Alejandro, for joining me today.
Anytime.
Of course, I hope the two of us will be more than just false friends.
I certainly hope so.
So maybe you can return to learning English again in the future for another discussion.
It will be my pleasure, Brian. And thanks again for having me.